Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's my main one. That's the original one. And then I've got a new one, which is associated with my new book, The Age of the Customer. It's ageofthecustomer.com. Please check it out when you get a chance. Go there and see what you think about my ideas on the age of the customer. Dick Beauvais is our guest, ladies and gentlemen, our new friend. Richard X. Beauvais, B-O-V-E, is the name on the book, Guardians of Prosperity, Why America Needs Big Banks, and that's the case he makes in the book. He does it very well, and he goes all the way back to the seventh administration of presidency in the United States, all the way back to Andrew Jackson, and makes a great case as he brings it forward for why we need big banks. Dick, thanks again for being here. Congratulations again on the book. I know it's available wherever books are sold. Is there a website you'd like to tell us about?
Well, actually I don't have a website. Essentially, it's Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and that's where the book can be obtained.
I got you. And he's an equity research analyst at Rafferty Capital Markets, LLC, and an internationally recognized expert on banking and a research analyst in that industry as well. Dick, my audience knows that I'm a Main Street guy. I fight for the small business owner, and that means I'm out here on the last mile, out here on Main Street with them, and which is also where independent community banks are. And for a long time, I've covered community banks on the show, reported on them for all this time I've been on the air, but I've cared about and I've been the beneficiary of the good work that independent banks, community banks do, a lot longer than that. And I believe, after all these years, I'm convinced that as goes small banks, so go small businesses in America. We're the only country who has this kind of a network of community banks. What do you think about that? How do you reconcile what's happening to small banks with your attitude about big banks?
I think, you know, obviously the society needs both, and I think that the biggest problem that I have with the legislation that was written by the government and the rules that came out of that legislation is that they really didn't think about what the impact would be on small banks, because I'll give you a crazy statistic. Every 21 hours since the year 1986, we've lost a small bank in the United States. That's 11,200 small banks which are gone through mergers or through failure. And in the last 3 years, for the first time ever in the history of this country, there has not been one request made for a new small bank. And the reason is clear. The reason is that the government has established capital rules that the small banks cannot meet.
Right.
And when it's asked them to increase their capital, it's taken away through something called the Collins Amendment, one of the primary tools that they use to get, capital. And then they've loaded these small banks with regulations which they can't afford to meet. And then finally, they're going after these small banks on the Bank Secrecy Act or the Anti-Money Laundering Act, which they don't have enough money to really monitor.
Or the Consumer Protection board that they've just come up with, which was part of Dodd-Frank. That's another thing that's imposing on small banks.
Right. In other words, they burdened these small banks with so many regulations and with so many requirements, and then they harm the ability of the small bank to get capital, and then they're arguing at the same time as they're doing that, that they're helping the small banks.
They're using one-size-fits-all regulations against big banks and small banks, aren't they?
Yes, to some degree. Now, you also mentioned another important point, which is small businesses. If you take a look at the way the regulations are established in something called the risk weighting on loans, what you find is a definite bias against lending money to small businesses.
Yep.
So that if you go back to 2008,
now that's not, now Dick, that's not at the Main Street level. In the community banks, that's how they make their living. 60% of all loans to small businesses in America are made from community banks. It's not a, that's not the attitude on Main Street, but at the at what I'm going to call maybe inappropriately, but it seems this way to me. What I'm going to call at the oligarchy level, that's the attitude.
Yeah, well, but I mean, if you take a, it's not that the small banks don't want to lend money to small business, or the big banks don't want to lend them, for that matter. It's the fact that the government regulations state, and I'll give you an example. There's a bank called Comerica, which is headquartered out of Dallas,
yep.
And there's Credit Suisse, which is this huge international Swiss bank. The risk weighting on the loans made by Comerica is 106%. The risk weighting on the assets of Credit Suisse is 20%.
Right.
The difference between the two is that Comerica makes loans to businesses and Credit Suisse doesn't.
That's right.
So what you've done is you've established a regulatory regime which literally penalizes any bank,
which, Dick, is what's going on right now. This is why out here on Main Street we feel that there's a disconnect between what I'm going to call the big firms, I'm going to call it, and I'm lumping it into Wall Street. There's a disconnect between Wall Street and Main Street. What do you think, quickly?
Well, I think it's true. I mean, basically, Wall Street is operating in a different environment than the small businessman is. But, you know, the government is not assisting the small businessman.
That's exactly right. Hey, Dick, I got to wrap it up. I hope you come back soon.
Well, thank you. I will.
Thank you for being here. Richard Beauvais, ladies and gentlemen, is the name on the book, Guardians of Prosperity. I encourage you to check it out wherever books are sold. You'll get smarter when you do. Quick break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.